Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Gordon College has reaffirmed its position on human sexuality in light of the college's biblical tradition, despite the fact that it might have an impact on the school's accreditation. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. Matt, last year, Gordon College president signed on to a letter to President Barack Obama asking the president to exempt faith-based organizations that receive federal funding from being forced to hire people who may be in same-sex relationships. As a result of that, there was a backlash against Gordon College on two fronts. One, some of the local government officials said your students can no longer intern here at these facilities. And second, and more importantly, the regional accreditation organization asked the school to come back and give its position regarding this issue of human sexuality, saying that it might be a discriminatory matter that could affect their accreditation. Well, now the school has come back, and the school, it looks like, is not budging.
Well, Matt, the schools are going to have to be exempted because same-sex marriage is sin. If you're a Christian and you believe what the Bible teaches, then same-sex marriage at the root is defined by homosexual behavior, which the Bible calls an abominable behavior, an abomination. It is among the many sexual sins. Gordon College can no more put its stamp of approval on adultery or polygamy or any other sexual sin than can it put its stamp of approval on a counterfeit same-sex marriage. So either they have an exemption or then they're going to be persecuted by the government. Same-sex marriage and religious freedom are not compatible. They cannot operate together in harmony. The Obama administration knows this. Leftists realize this, and that was the intent all along, was to get use same-sex marriage to get Christians and Christian organizations to line up and buy into the worldly postmodern view of human sexuality and abandon the biblical view. Gordon College is saying, no, we can't. We will not obey any unjust law that tells us to disobey God.
Now, they have said that they will stand by the position. It says the board is not making any change at this time to the college's life and conduct statement. I wish they would have just left out the word "at this time." They also say that at the same time, the board believes that a fuller statement on the college's understanding of sexuality should be articulated, and they have begun to work toward that objective, which we don't know exactly what that will say. However, what we do know is that students, faculty, and staff at the college agree to sign a life and conduct statement, which includes the declaration that sex should be reserved for a marriage between a man and a woman. The statement has been signed for the last five decades by generations of those attached to the college. And this college is located about 25 miles north of Boston, goes back all the way to 1889. So it's right there in the northeast where Massachusetts, of course, crossed the line back in 2004 for same-sex marriage. The college announced that it was going to explore the theology and the thinking behind this policy. Now they've come out and said they're not going to change it. What happened was back in September of 2014, the New England Association of Schools and Colleges, which is the regional accrediting body, said that it was considering whether the school's ban on homosexual practice was contrary to acceptable standards of accreditation, which is absolutely absurd. How in the world does a school's religious doctrine and position have any effect whatever on a school's accreditation standing? Accrediting bodies should mind their business if they're going to be in the accrediting arena and focus only on the quality of the education, not on ideology of the different schools. This New England Association of Schools and Colleges had no business even making the inquiry in the first place.
Right. Well, and you know, their position, their official policy on sexual behavior, sexuality, human sexuality, and marriage needn't be that complicated. It's very simple. It could say something like, Sex is only moral and permissible within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman. Anything outside of that is sexual sin and therefore impermissible. Something like that. I'm just throwing it out there, Matt. But that is the biblical position on human sexuality. It's not to be mean. It's not to be ugly. And guess what? We don't get to decide. We don't get to define what is sexually moral, what is sexually immoral. God has already done that for us. And any Christian entity and any Christian individual, if they're going to be faithful to God and be faithful to truth, they're going to have to agree with God that sex is only moral within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman.
Yeah, and Gordon College president, Michael Lindsay, said, "My sense is that Gordon has been at the tip of the spear of a very significant cultural conversation," he reported to The Blaze. And then he says, "And the kind of conversations and issues that we have faced over the past 9 months are coming to every single Christian institution in this country in the days ahead." He is absolutely correct. This is what we have said before. This issue of same-sex marriage, the whole same-sex agenda, is a coercive, intolerant agenda, and it is coming to the doorstep of every Christian university, every Christian institution, every church, every pastor in this country. Every Christian, every person of faith and moral values is going to have to make a distinction, a difference, a decision, I should say. There is no navigating this. I was speaking at a seminary last year about what is coming. And one seminary student said, "If things go this way, how do we navigate it?" And it's a good question. But the answer is there is no navigation. You can't just simply get around it. It's a collision. And one will win and one will lose. And there's only two options. You either compromise your values and you succumb to the pressure, or you stay true to your values. And these are values, by the way, that are not optional. These are not evolving standards. You cannot change them without changing the natural created order or the Bible. So these are non-negotiable standards. And if you're going to stick with your standards, you're going to run into the conflict. Now, the real question is, will the church ultimately stand up? Will the Christians, will the people of faith stand up? I think that it will be so pervasive that, Matt, there's going to be a large remnant that will stand up. And this clash is coming. I believe it could be one of the greatest days that we will see for God's intervention in our country, bringing us back to the founding values, the biblical values that make us, that made us a great nation.
Yeah, Matt, I believe that the sin of Sodom and so-called same-sex marriage are going to be at the heart of what the Bible talks about with the great falling away. I believe that it's not exclusively, but a big aspect of that will be that people will fall away from biblical teaching relative to human sexuality. There's no more fence sitting here. The days of sitting the fence and trying to have it both ways or remain neutral or remain quiet on these issues is done. When you're on a train on the tracks and you're heading full steam ahead toward a cliff's edge, there is no navigating that can occur there. All you can do is slam on the brakes, and then, you know, you stop right at the cliff's edge and refuse to budge. And that's what Christians and Christian organizations are going to have to do. Martin Luther King famously talked about just laws and unjust laws. We cannot, as Christians, obey unjust laws that are contrary to the laws of God. We cannot do it. We will not do it under any circumstances. The secular left needs to understand this. A great clash of worldviews is at hand.
We just completed a marriage pledge that we will be talking about in the days ahead, and we want you to sign on to it, and we will make that opportunity for all those who are listening to us. A marriage pledge that says this is a line that we cannot and will not cross. We're living at exciting times. There's been more stressful times, more difficult times in Judeo-Christian history, and when God's people prayed, God intervened. That's what I believe we're about ready to experience. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for our Liberator newsletter, our Liberty Alert email, and our Grassroots Action email, all there on the website at lc.org. You can also go to our other websites, lcaction.org. That's our 501c4 organization, Liberty Counsel Action. and libertycouncil.com, another website that we have at Liberty Council that consolidates some of our petitions together. So you can go there and find petitions that you can sign on to, and you can sign on to our grassroots action emails right there at libertycouncil.com. You can also order different resources that we have available from our online bookstore, all of it right there. I encourage you to order the Benham Brothers book that we have available on our website. It's called Whatever the Cost. It is a very inspiring book. They faced this difficulty, and they didn't flinch because they stood strong on their biblical values. Order Whatever the Cost. It's a book that you must read.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.